K95.5, Tulsa's new country leader. If it's happening in Nashville, you're hearing it now.
You're hearing it now.
It's Cash and Bradley's Country Now.
It's brought to you by Glisten Dental and Sleep Apnea Center.
Well, on Brad Paisley's new album that isn't out yet, it's coming out soon, he collaborates with legends like John Fogerty and Mick Jagger.
In this case, when you collaborate with someone you have spent your life looking up to, it's ultra uncomfortable. But it's also, conversely, twice as exciting as anything you can do. It's similar to the feeling you get playing the Opry the first time. It's like you know how important this is. You've spent your life hoping to get to this stage. You want to soak in every minute of it, and you also don't want to blow it. You also want to make sure that you do something well, you know, that you represent yourself well. So I was really prepared when a couple of these guys showed up.
You know what? If you like Brad Paisley, he's got a new song on this album. I don't have a copy of it yet, or we would play it on the air. But if you like his song Online,
yes,
he's got a song just like that about dumb people on the internet. And it starts off with a guy taking selfies at his grandma's funeral. And it is so funny. It is really, really funny. It's classic Brad Paisley.
Wrong. Selfies at your grandma's funeral.
Oh, yeah. That's why it's so funny.
All right. Well, I don't know if you're going to like this or not, but Tyler Farr, he has confirmed that he's been filming a reality show.
That's right. I've been filming
one. And it's not
one
for kids or grannies.
Uh-oh.
That's what he said. He says, there are parts my grandma ain't going to approve of because it's real, and I ain't no saint. It's called A Little Too Far, and it's going to debut sometime this summer on Verizon's Go 90 mobile network.
Okay.
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
A couple times.
Okay, I have too.
What's on the face?
I've been bit on the face. Look right here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah,
Dalmatian. I was wondering why you look like that.
And on my butt by a chow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that'll leave a mark.
I can say I haven't been in that territory.
Well, if somebody tells you their dog's going to bite, you're probably going to stay away, no matter how big the dog is. But Lee Bryce, he didn't listen to Brett Young. Check this out. Brett said, hey man, don't get too close to my dog. Look at this picture of what happened to Lee Bryce from Brett's little bitty puppy.
It looks like he's missing a few fingers.
Yes, it does. But yeah, so he got hurt. So poor Lee Bryce. And speaking of Lee, over the weekend, he and his wife's anniversary. His wife said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it. I know you're going to be out on the road. No big deal. And all of a sudden, this happened.
You're going to be so stubborn. Did you get that from your mother? What are you doing here? Sarah, my wife is here. It's our anniversary. She wasn't supposed to be here.
Isn't that adorable?
What are you doing on my stage? You're grounded.
I can see you acting like that for some reason. All right. Frankie Ballard's wedding last month was a surprise to many of us because he never publicly announced his engagement. But Frankie says there's a good reason for that.
I wanted to introduce Christina into my world of what was happening and people knowing about me as an artist. And I wanted to bring her into that. It's not that I wanted to keep her out of it or keep her a secret. It's just that I wanted to introduce her in a way that she deserved to be introduced. And that was as my wife.
Are you sure he wasn't just trying to make sure that Sam Hunt got all the attention?
Right. Yeah. Like he cares about Sam Hunt.
That's actually kind of smart. I'm going to get married, but I don't want a big media fiasco. So I'm going to let that big time celebrity over there go get married. And I'll just get married right
after. That is brilliant,
yes,
actually.
That's the way you do it.
Well, it's got to be tough to tell the world you went in for therapy, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah. I do it all the time.
Well, William Michael Morgan did that. You don't tell anyone anything like that. He said it wasn't anything serious, but, you know, he did just go through, you know, that end of engagement.
Yeah.
And he was going to get married, but he said it wasn't anything serious. He just wanted to get to a better place, so he went to Porter's Call. I did not know this existed. It's a place they help recording artists deal with their specific issues.
Cool.
And he says, I feel a lot better now. He said, my advice to you, if you're ever feeling anything like down and out, not go to Porter's Call, but go get therapy.
All right.
There you go.
We can help you, too. You can always just call us or send us an email.
Right.
We'll therapize you.
Exactly. That's your Cash and Bradley Country Now. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/K95Tulsa.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.